The event, a fundraiser for the NAC, was recognized by Cycling Utah as the best event in the year 2012. Event manager Julia Rometta said the challenge features three race routes of different lengths around Park City.
So we have an 18-mile ride that goes right around through Park City from the National Ability Center back to the National Ability Center, and also a 52-mile ride and a 102-mile ride. There is a little bit of something for everybody. It's fully supported. We have sag wagons along the whole course. We have almost 100 riders who are riding with a disability who have been paired with volunteers or helped into different adaptive equipment so that everybody who wants to do this ride can do it.
Brian Messick said there's a variety of equipment on hand at the Ability Center.
Well, we definitely have a bunch of adaptive cycles, including hand cycles. There are actually a combo of pedal and hand cycles for those that have maybe just weak capabilities of riding just with their legs. And we do see people on stand-up bikes as well, but sometimes they're just supported with, just another rider just to make sure that they're kind of being pulled along.
Rometta said the routes all start at the Ability Center headquarters near Highway 248.
The first group will go out, 102-mile riders, at 7 a.m. Registration that morning will start at 6 a.m., and we will have early check-in for riders Friday afternoon from 4 to 7 at the National Ability Center. The 52-mile ride will leave at 9 a.m. and the 18-mile ride at 10:30 a.m.
So you can register the day of?
Yes, at this moment. We are capping the ride at 600 riders this year just to make sure that everybody is safe, has a great time, everything is set up and ready for them. So if we get that last push this last week, it will be harder to sign up day of. Prices will also go up a little bit for day of. Right now, the 18-mile ride is $40 registration. 52 is $75 registration, and the 102-mile is a $90 registration.
She added all the routes can be found on the event website.
So you can find the routes on the website. Both the 52 and 102 follow that same route through Park City as the 18 does, but then leaves and goes out towards Camas, Heber Midway area, with the final climb coming up Browns Canyon. The website is summitchallenge100.org, and you can see a lot of the details on there about what we're going to have in the event village, lunch from El Chabasco and Wasatch Bagel, entertainment from Mountain Town Stages. So a lot of fun stuff for people to do throughout the day in the village if they don't necessarily want to ride.
Messick said the Ability Center is involved with several events for wounded or disabled veterans.
And we have a great relationship with Wounded Warrior Project, but we're working with many other groups, and we're doing our own veteran groups and active duty groups. But we have a group in town with the Wounded Warrior Project with the Soldier Ride. And we'll be doing water sports with them while they're here. And we're going down to the crater in Homestead. We'll be doing horseback riding. When other groups come in, we do offer activities like in the winter, skiing and snowboarding. Other summer activities would include team building, the challenge course, archery. The list continues to grow, it seems, every year.
Brian Messick and Julia Rometta from the National Ability Center. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.